from KQED.
There's a drilling boom right now in California, and I don't mean drilling for oil or gas, but rather for water. With little help from the sky or the Sierra snowpack this year, farmers and ranchers are leaning heavily on pumping groundwater. Counties in the farm-rich Central Valley are issuing record numbers of permits for new wells. New studies show that as groundwater is drained from the huge aquifer there, it's putting more stress on the San Andreas Fault, triggering earthquakes. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
Steve Arthur practically lives out of his truck these days. He runs one of Fresno's busiest well drilling companies and hustles up and down Highway 99 to check on drilling rigs that run 24 hours a day probing for water.
It's officially getting crazy. You know, we go and go, but it just seems like we can't go fast enough.
Arthur says his company's got an 8-month waiting list. Some of his competitors are backlogged more than a year. Drillers like Arthur say they're even busier than they were during the drought of 1977, when Californians drilled 28,000 new wells.
This is off the scales here. I mean, it's just amazing the amount of people that call and want wells. A customer called me this morning, and I'm supposed to do 2 for him. He said add 14 to the list.
You have to literally grab these guys and drag them to your property and say, please, please drill me a well.
That's citrus farmer Matt Fisher, who's been scrambling to keep his orange trees alive after learning he won't get any water this year from federal reservoirs.
I've even heard of drilling companies that won't tell growers who's in front of them because guys are even trying to buy the other guy's spot in line. It's crazy, some of the things that are going on. But if you're in our shoes, if you have to pay a guy $10,000 for his spot in line, that's cheap compared to what you're going to lose if you lose your whole orchard.
It's not always about losing trees. Right where a brand new almond orchard will be planted in rural Fresno County, a drilling rig bores a hole in the earth 2,500 feet deep. This well will cost the farmer about $1 million.
Esto le llamamos el doghouse.
Juan de la Cruz works on this rig 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, carefully guiding the drill bit. He's standing in a little shack next to the drill hole that they call the doghouse, where workers keep a log of the layers of sand and clay they find, collecting samples every 10 feet as the drill probes deeper. 2 other essential pieces of gear, a microwave and a fridge.
Hay nopales, hay zucchinis.
This is basically where we live while we're working. We've got some cactus and zucchinis in here to cook up. The farmers bring us cantaloupes, tomatoes, whatever we want. They are so grateful because when we're done with this well, these fields will have water.
Bob Zimmerer, who owns this rig, says there's a silver lining to the drought for well drillers this year, but he knows it can't last forever.
I mean, we can't keep sustaining this amount of overdraft. We all know that. At this point in time, we don't want to keep on going on at this pace. It's more of a temporary fix.
California's aquifers supply 40% of the state's water in normal years. But in this drought year, it could be as high as 65%. That makes it our biggest water reserve, bigger than the Sierra snowpack. State officials estimate water tables in some parts of the Central Valley have dropped 100 feet below historical lows. As water levels sink, the land can sink too, in some places by about a foot a year.
We're on a one-way trajectory towards depletion, towards running out of groundwater in the Central Valley.
That's Jay Famlietti, a hydrologist at UC Irvine and a leading expert on groundwater. He points out that California's the only Western state that doesn't really monitor or regulate how much groundwater farmers and residents are using.
If you own property, you can dig a well and you can pump as much groundwater as you want, even if that means that you're drawing water in from beneath your neighbor's property into your well. So it's not unlike, you know, having several straws in a glass and everyone drinking at the same time and no one really watching the level.
That could change. A bill making its way through the state legislature could, for the first time ever, require local agencies to track and in some cases even restrict groundwater pumping. Some farmers oppose it, saying it's a violation of their property rights. But water activist Jerry Cadigan says counties need to think hard right now about the permits they're giving to farmers to drill thousands of new wells.
We've got to put reasonable restrictions so that people are only pumping out a reasonable amount of water that underlies their land.
Cadigan lives in Stanislaus County and is suing farmers there for drilling too many wells without considering the environmental impact. Farmers, too, are starting to worry. In Merced County, farm leaders are trying to stop two private landowners from selling as much as 7 billion gallons of well water to farmers in another county. They call it groundwater mining. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.